This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, the number of people who have died from the COVID-19 virus is shy of 100,000, with about 1.6 million confirmed infections. The U.S. has more than 16,000 deaths and about a third of the number of the worldwide infections. With the federal stockpile drained of protective gear, states are turning to one another, private industries, and anyone who can donate in a desperate bid to get respirators, gloves, and other supplies to doctors, nurses, and other frontline workers. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services confirmed Wednesday that the federal cupboard is officially bare, at least through this month, after it was able to fulfill just a sliver of states' request. States already have begun working together, whether it's by forming regional alliances to create greater purchasing power or sending excess supplies to hotspots. Tentative signs of hope emerged Thursday that the coronavirus pandemic was peaking as the European Union sealed a rescue package to help the hard-hit continent. With the death toll passing 94,000 at the point, there remained plenty of grim news, with the IMF warning that the world was dipping into a new Great Depression and new data, but hospitalizations dropped in several countries. The United Nations Secretary General is warning that the coronavirus pandemic is threatening international peace and security. Antonio Guterres warned the UN Security Council this can potentially lead to an increase in social unrest and violence that would greatly undermine the ability to fight the disease. The Council is the UN's most powerful body, and it has been silent on the COVID-19 since it started circling the globe in January, but after Thursday's meeting, the Council issued its first brief press statement. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A staggering 16.8 million Americans have been thrown onto the unemployment rolls in just 3 weeks, underscoring the terrifying speed with which the coronavirus outbreak has brought world economies to a near standstill. China on Friday reported 42 new coronavirus cases, 38 of them imported, along with one additional death in the hardest hit city of Wuhan. Another 1,169 suspected cases, or those who tested positive but were not showing symptoms, were being monitored under isolation. China now has reported a total of 81,907 cases and 3,336 deaths from the virus as of Thursday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved out of intensive care, where he was able to be treated for the new coronavirus, as his government told Britons to prepare for several more weeks in lockdown. In a statement Thursday, his office said that he's been moved from the intensive care back to the ward, where he will receive close monitoring during the early phase of his recovery. It said he was in an extremely good spirit. Johnson had been in intensive care for 3 days after his symptoms worsened. The news of Johnson's improving condition was welcomed across the British political spectrum and by U.S. President Donald Trump. California has seen its first daily decrease in intensive care hospitalizations during the coronavirus outbreak. Governor Gavin Newsom said Thursday that the number of ICU placements declined by 1.9% Wednesday. He said the decline was encouraging, but he urged people not to read too much into it. Newsom has said the number of ICU hospitalizations is a key indicator for how many health care workers and medical supplies the state needs. Newsom also said that California hospitals are only using about one-third of their ventilators. He said that about 8,000 ventilators are available. California has more than 19,000 cases. Presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden is joining a growing call for the release of comprehensive racial data on coronavirus pandemics, which he says has put a spotlight on inequity and the impact of structural racism. Biden's Medium post on Thursday said he is joining Democratic congressional members Ayanna Pressley, Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, and others who have been calling for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other agencies to release more data. Biden said he wants data released on income as well to better help allocate resources to communities in need. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. No.